Y'all better salute me on this one, man. All the way from Hoop Street, live from the 215, the wheelchair bully. Hello, I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. Salute a real nigga, stand up. From the 215, put your hands up.
My goonie tip, geeked up and unruly. Surgical with that truly. 305 without rep, keep by 4-5 birds in that dually. Dick all in your bitch, pussy and thumb all in her booty. Clicks full of nut-buck killers, getting all them on they duty. Kept them down on Broad Street, moving my way up. Fuck around with G-Sats then, eating my way up. Reap what they do, steers what they do. Big choppers on dick for them, and snipers on the roof. Mickey Mouse drum on that Tommy gun, I can show you what that do. Sweep up that block, nigga, and I ain't talking about no room. Then break down them blocks, nigga, and hit the city like boom. Still don't fuck with them new niggas. Give a fuck if you cool, nigga. Take a cool ass up the block. Probably playing around with them blue niggas. That'll get you 5 channel 7. Right up on them news,
nigga. I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe. They screaming my name louder than the car. Put your hands up.
Shout out my partner Lil. He'll chop you down. I mean literally, physically, chop you down. If it ain't about no moolah, we are not around. Top off in that new cool with that bass bumper, we out of town. My new chick like new whips, leather bags, new kicks. We got passports, not the kind you ride around in. Little nigga, we set trips. We rolling, bumping, always banging something. Me and your partner on the sideline with all that hate for nothing. I bet he see me in my cool whip. Swag, cool whip, so I can't wear all black. You see all white through that dark tint. You a Panamera man, I'm a Rose Phantom man. I just can't afford one right now, but I might get one when I can. I grandstand, you handstand, I'm saying man. You joking, understand how you rich and you ain't never got no dough. Talk about you making rain, I pull racks out and you froze. Got my engine running, my system dug on my fingers and I'm close. I like my new whip, my new bitch, my new kicks. I like to ride around my top down in that new coupe.
Yeah.
They screaming my name louder than the car.
Well,
don't get in my way if you ain't got a firearm. Salute a real nigga,
stand up.
Salute a real nigga,
stand up.
Salute a real nigga,
stand
up. From the 215, put your hands up.
Gotta love that song. Salute a real nigga. Stands up. Shout out to my boy G-Sticks. Definitely representing for all the real niggas on that song. And this homie from the 305. I forget his name, but it's cool. And speaking of the 305, my special guest tonight is from that area. Shout out to YD, my boy. Definitely put me on to his hot music. Can't wait to get a chance to get to know him, talk about some of the things he did. And, of course, tonight I want to have some fun. I know it's Throwback Thursday or whatever, but, you know, feeling like I'm not picky, but you know how you want what you want, and sometimes you don't get it. So I want to talk about, you know, things that you had to throw back, you know, because you wasn't going to compromise yourself. I know. I know it's a lot of niggas who don't give a fuck, and they'll just fuck anyway. But I know my ladies can vibe with me when it comes to, like, having to throw something back, you know, like, a nigga, he say he going to do all the shit for you, or even to take it so far as a nigga that say he going, you know, do some things for you in the bedroom, and you look down at the package, you like, oh, no, throw it back, nigga, throw it back. So I want to have a little party. Definitely invited my co-host, Truth Teller, Diva Status. Shout out to my girl, KK, of course, KK Blast, of course, of course. We're going to go in. I got to say I had so much fun tonight. I was singing karaoke. That's probably why my voice is a little raspy, extra sexy tonight, you know. I had to sing a little bit to these niggas and these bitches. And let my bitches know pussy taking over. Of course I did some of my own music. It wouldn't be right, you know what I'm saying? And I got to give, you know, a shout-out to Shano. That's crazy. You know, I really found him to be extremely professional. Wish you could have made it out. I really do. But rest in peace, Murder Tuesday. It's kind of crazy for me because, I don't know, it just shook me up a little bit. Just to keep hearing about the murder in my city is driving me nuts because it's so much more. You have so many options. As my peoples who called in, you got the crisis center right on Oakdale Street, 16th and Oakdale, right off of 16th and Lehigh. Go down there. You, of course, see the coffin sitting out, you know what I mean, on the street. They're about to build a prison on top of it because we got to really get out of this either being dead or in jail type of mentality. Like, you have so many options. You could be an entrepreneur. You know, you can be anything. Like, it's too many murders going on in the city. It's not enough love, and I don't appreciate it. But definitely rest in peace, Shano. I've interviewed him a couple times. I'm just kind of even getting a little choked up. Like, I don't know, like, separate the two guys. Like, seriously, like, make it out the hood. Really make it out the hood. But you are of no benefit to yourself if you choose to surround yourself by negativity. It's not worth the risk. I don't know what happened, you know, and then most times, even in the case of, you know, my young boy Christian, who was just murdered 2 weeks ago, it's just like, having that bad company, you know, let's get money together. Don't be worried about all the extra shit. But definitely, like I said, Tuesday I was missing in action because I just really couldn't. I really can't get over the violence in our city. I can't get over the violence in the world. Really, I can be very environmental and I can absorb other feelings and it gets me down, you know, but I do want to have some fun tonight, not trying to, you know, even think about it because it's beyond my control. All I can do is be the activist that I am, support my community, give back all that I can, and give everybody information until we get things better. But tonight we're going to have some fun. I'm a represent for Shano. I'm a represent for Christian. I'm a represent for all the people who've lost someone this year, every year. You know, it's going to be a change. I feel like this generation, you know, that's coming up under me is wanting to live, you know. And that's even, like I said, over on 16th Oakdale, we had the crisis center and the T-shirts. I want to live, you know, say that shit, make that pledge, and make it be real. We want to have some fun tonight on the show. Tonight, definitely press 1 If you want to join in, your call will go right up to the top of the switchboard. I'll bring you right in. We can have some fun. I got my special guest, YB, joining us momentarily. Oh, right on time, actually. Without further ado, let's get my guest, YB, and we'll talk about this throwback party tonight. You know what I mean? Like, if it ain't that good, how you have to throw it back? What you going to do with it? I don't know. We were having some fun. But YD, what's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. How you doing?
Hey, yo, Philly, what they do, Philly.
Yeah, it's more than Philly listening. This is just Philly Shine Radio, you know. It's been all over. Tell everybody where you're calling from. Introduce yourself.
I'm calling all the way from Miami-Dade County, Overtown. You already know what it is. We reporting live from the 305, bringing some of that Dade County love all the way to Philly from millions of miles away. It feel like millions of miles away.
No, it ain't that many, like thousands of miles. You're not that far. But I've been wanting to get to know you for a while. I've been a fan, you know what I'm saying? Your boy Q definitely put me on a while ago, and I know that you got a crazy ass grind. Tell everybody about, you know, the music that we're going to hear tonight. What can we expect?
I mean, I want to definitely give a shout out to Q, man, my Philly brother. You know what I'm saying? He's from Miami, but he had a few years in Philly, and he made this connection right here. So y'all can expect a lot of big things coming from YB. I got songs with your guy, Rick Ross, Rider, Rocco, like the list goes on and on. And this summer, I got a record with Jim Jones that's going to be crazy. It's called They Looking. So y'all stay tuned on BET because that's going to be coming soon to a theater near you.
Definitely. All right. I fucks with Jim Jones. He got them skills. How was it working with him? Because even for me, you know, we've got a chance to see another side of him besides just hearing his music with, you know, the reality show that he was doing. But, like, give us a little inside. What was it like working with him?
I mean, with Jim Jones, man, all I can say, man, that's my brother now, man. That's family now. He brought me in like family, treated me like a little bro. He heard me. He saw me on the stage at a show in Miami, and ever since then, like, it's been like, I gotta get this kid in the studio. He got me in the studio. I did a record in less than an hour. I dropped the verse to the song. We did the video the next day, and here we is about to air live on BET right now, the World Star. So y'all stay tuned. MTV everywhere.
I know that's right. YD, definitely chill with me. We're going to have some fun on Philly Shine Radio tonight. Can't wait to get to know you more and let all my listeners get to know you as well. And, of course, check out this music. But we definitely got this topic popping tonight and a lot of people who are calling in. So if you guys have any questions, you want to shout out whatever, I'm going to definitely open up your mic. And we're going to get to know YD together. I have a caller, 610-570. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is DJ Aqueous, also known as DJ AQ, the Vampire King of the East Coast.
What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. And me, my special guest, YD.
Thank you. Now, I just wanted to shout you out. You've been showing me a lot of love on Twitter, so I wanted to return that positive energy real quick.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely nothing but love. Nothing but love. Make sure you tune in, but do me a favor. Before I ask you the topic question, shout out your Twitter. You know, you said you're a DJ. Everybody else needs to know that, especially listeners of Philly Shine Radio.
Especially
you know it's
me.
All about networking and connecting. Hey, YD, YD ready to follow you too.
No doubt. Yeah, man, I heard you just worked with Jim Jones, right?
Yeah, I got a big record this summer coming out with Jim Jones called They Looking.
Yeah, no, congratulations with that, man. Definitely know.
Appreciate it, my brother. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting your email, man, and coming to your city, man, and coming to see you, and vice versa when you come to Miami. Number love on this end, my brother.
No doubt.
Well,
I'm a Philly native, but I'm actually in Cali right now.
Shout out to Twitter for us, because this call is being recorded, so we can definitely check it out anytime.
Oh, while I'm on the call, I can hit you on Twitter?
Yeah, shout out to Twitter so we can follow you.
I got you. Yeah, no, I'm at DJ Aqueous. That's at DJ AQUEOUS.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing, you know, you Google DJ Aqueous, I'm running Google on the first couple pages there, so yeah, that's me.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm out here in Cali right now, doing something big, real big on Saturday. I can't really go into the details of everything right now because I don't want to revoke my invitation to the event. You know, they like to keep it real, real quiet until they do what they do. But if you follow me, like you said, at DJ Aqueous and at DJAqueous.com on Instagram, then you will see what we're about to get into this weekend. It's worth it. I put it like that. It's worth the secretive. So
I'm heading out there for Sunday, actually. I have Nicki Minaj at the Belasco. So definitely.
Did you say that Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday at the Belasco Theater, 1011 South Hill Road. So definitely come out there. It's going to be crazy, popping bottles. I'm not flying out there till Sunday morning, but it is what it is. But DJ Aqueous, before I get you off the call, I got to ask a topic question. Have you ever gone fishing for, you know, a girl, some loving, or even just to get her number, whatever, but you had to throw it back, like the fish was no good?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to put it back in the pond, you know? Let that thing swim.
So, thank you for joining in. But I'm going to definitely let you still listen in. I'm going to go into one of the first tracks from why I got you listening. Everybody else is listening. Hold on. I will definitely get to your track. But I want to talk about this record, Money Trees. Why
they
introduce Money Trees? Tell me what
that song is about. That song is about planting the seed of success and making it grow, work wonders. I mean, a lot of people come from where I come from in my neighborhood, came from nothing like me. So I planted a seed, and I beat the odds, you know. I became a big artist in my city, and a lot of people didn't thought I was gonna make it this far. So I planted a seed, and I grew a lot of money trees. A lot of people don't know. Money do grow on trees. It's nothing but paper, man. Don't take it that serious, man. You can't go, can't die with it. So I spend it. I treat money like it. I treat money like it's trash. I throw it away. I throw it in there, baby. That's what it is.
I know that's right. People don't live their life. They too stressed out about holding on to it. Like, come on. You have to spend it. Pay a bill or something, niggas. Money trees. Go ahead, watch it.
Hey, yo. This is what they want, this is what they need. Planting one seed, now we grow money trees. Money trees, yeah, I'm talking honey bees. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This is what they want, this is what they need.
Put up in that drop, yeah, that bitch look like like a boat, boat. White on 28, that bitch look like dope, dope. Overdose on money, respirator, bring them back, back. Buy some kush with me, I make you have a asthma attack. Murder game, bitch, I'm running with some dreadheads. They send no clip, I ain't got them choppers, we ain't never scared. Then it ain't straight, I think I blew a quarter mil. South Beach 305, you know Club Lil. Exotic bitches, now they got me on my exotic swag. Rockin' wide, selling, popping them Versace tags. Dope see, money tree. Bitch, I put so much weight, I think I'm hurt to leave.
This what they want, this what they need. Planet one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Planet one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee.
The week I went gold, I sold 100 pounds. Niggas talking like hoes when I'm on sunny out. When you see me control, they wanna gun you down. Wanna sneak in your home, let off 100 rounds. I keep to myself, avoid you wanna be. Keep 100 in a stick, get you on the bleed. Wet up the block, water my water tree. Up in VIP, down up all these honey bees. 40 cars and I want me 40 more. 30 inches on it, damn, that's all it started low. Fuck shine unless you talking about some sunshine. I refer to irrelevant niggas one time. Condo big as a house, the house big as a club. Get the wasters from Liv, turn these drinks in my tub. Money trees, nigga, till the money freeze. I love gunplay, so I gave his lawyer honey cheese.
This what they want, this what they need. Planet one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Planet one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key.
Definitely a banger, definitely a banger. I fucking love that song. I was listening to it all day today, to be honest. So I'm in the background with it.
Go to, you go to work and go get that money, go get that paper, bring that Stu Guala home.
I know that's right. Who was the producer on that track?
What'd you say, baby?
No, I didn't hear you. What did you say? I was talking at the same time.
I say that's that song you wake up to and go get that chicken, what y'all call in Philly.
Ah, we don't say chicken no more. Shout out to Jilly the Chicken Man. But yeah, that's like last year.
We call it Stu Guala in Miami, so y'all get familiar with that word, Stu Guala.
Okay, Guala. Yeah, we said that before, too. All right. Definitely show a love. Who was the producer on that track?
That's out to the Beat Boys. They all the way from Atlanta, the ATL. Boy, shout out to the Beat Boys, the whole production company, and the whole production team. They doing their thing. Got a lot of big records out here.
That's what's up. Man, we only getting started with YD. Shout out to everybody joining on the call. I'm definitely showing love and giving thanks to everybody who listened to Philly Shine Radio, the only radio show with listeners. Yeah, I say that. I say it all the time. But if you want to join in, you want to have some fun, you want to just shout out what's good with you, make it brief. I definitely press, unmute, but you got to press the one first. But, YD, I'm going to take another call before we ask you a couple questions. We got my people calling in. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Blizz, what's up, Tay?
What's up, baby? How you doing, Anna?
I heard you got this crazy event going on July 3rd. What's up?
Yeah. First of all, I want to shout out my man from Miami that's on right now. That joint was fire, dog. I'm definitely feeling that track.
Appreciate it, my brother. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, yeah. Just to let you know, this is Jay Blizz, CEO of 243 Entertainment from Philly, calling up. Shout out to the whole Philly. And real quick, thank you for letting me call up. I got a big party coming up July 3rd at New Delhi Hookah Bar at 11:10 11th Street. For all my South Philly people, y'all know where that's at. New Delahookie. We got a big party going on.
Make sure you shout out your Instagram, your Twitter, the best way to get in contact with you.
Yeah. This is Jay Blues, 243 Entertainment at for Facebook. Twitter, Jay Blizzy, 243 ENT CEO. I want to shout out my whole label, Ox, my man V12, Gambino, Tone. Everybody going out there in Philly doing their thing. On the music tip, my boys and lights out.
That's what's up. And why, Dave, I didn't even tell you to shout out your Instagram and Twitter. I definitely showed you love on my Instagram, made sure that I followed you and everything. But give out your information, your websites and everything.
My Instagram is YD. On Twitter, THEREALYD. Facebook, IYD Walders. On YouTube, YD New Money ENT. And also, my website is being renewed right now, whoisyd.com. Stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What does YD stand for?
YD stands for your daddy.
Your daddy.
Your daddy, baby. Your daddy. Your dada.
That is so fucking dope. Your daddy, bitch. I'm about to change my name to YM. Ooh, your mama, bitch. That'll be YM.
Oh, don't talk about baby.
Your mom, bitch. But as I was saying in the beginning of the show, I was welcoming my co-host to join in tonight. I definitely got to introduce you to the lovely tongue-rolling truth teller. Welcome back, boo. What's up, baby?
What's up?
Hey, you know, she all quiet in the background. I didn't know somebody was on the line like that. She all quiet.
Yeah, you never know who's listening on Philly Shy Radio. We got listeners.
Tell her, don't be shy. Don't be shy. I ain't going to bite her.
Mm-mm. Ain't got to worry about nobody biting. Yeah, I bite.
You ain't ready, YD. You ain't ready.
What they do, talk to me.
I lure them in so they can get bit.
y'all don't make me come to Philly, man, talking like that, man.
You got to come.
I got round trip speed right now. My money tweet just been playing.
Okay, yeah, YD, this is only just the beginning. This might even just only be part one of our interview because you have so much music. You're so talented. I really wanted to get to know you a little bit, but I know that my co-host, she always has questions for my special guest, but I'm going to give Truth Teller a chance to ask you a few questions and get to know you for herself, for us.
Okay.
So how
long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business since 2007 when I registered my name and got copyrights for my name and my music, and I started really investing in myself and going on the road promoting. So probably about 7 years now I've been pursuing music as a career independently.
What got you started, though?
I mean, I went to school. I tried to go back to school after I had a bad ankle. I was all day in my city in basketball. I got injured. So after I recovered from a high ankle sprain, I went to school to try it again. Coach told me I wasn't small. I kind of didn't take that well. I didn't take it real good. Coach said he was looking for a player of my height. You know, it wasn't that I didn't have the skill, so I didn't take that well. So I said, and rapping, nobody ain't going to tell me I'm too small to rap, right? So I went at it, and I dropped my first mixtape. It was flaming in the streets. Word of mouth, took it to other states and cities, and here I am today. Like, I got songs and the biggest features of the artists in the game, and I don't even have a deal right now, and I'm blessed. I want to thank God for that.
All right.
Definitely,
so,
definitely a blessing.
All right. So who inspired you growing up?
Coming up, the artists that inspired me, like I got to definitely say a group called Piccolo coming from Overtown. They was one of the biggest artists that came out of Miami. You know, also like Trick, Uncle Luke, guys that came out of my city. And also like from, not the sidetrack, I also was inspired by artists as well. I shot the Benny Siegel, Gilly the Kid, the Meek Mill. Like, he's around my age. I actually got a chance to meet Meek Mill. We got a couple of songs coming out soon. So I want to give a shout out to Benny Siegel, Freeway. Like, a lot of y'all artists on y'all side influenced me as well. So I salute all the artists that's in the game right now that influenced me, because I wouldn't be where I am today.
I know, okay. That's right, and you definitely gave me a good segue to the next track. I know I got your music on deck, but I gotta play some bangers of the niggas that I fucks with, and you know the great music that is submitted to Philly Shine Radio. I show some love, but I got this hot track from my boy Sear, featuring Gilly and Big Face Dunny on the hook. So it's Sear. Gilly has the second verse.
If he listening, you know somebody listening, man, tell him get at me, man. I really fucks with him, and we're going to get it popping in our city from Miami to Philly, man, just like that. You hear me?
Yeah, I'll tell him personally, no doubt.
All right, you want me to play that for you?
No, I got it, baby. You know, we're going to go in, take this beat under the water, and I got to get you with Dunny because he do the hooks and his beat. This shit crazy.
Dunny. GDJ, shit, know what we gonna do, right?
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we
take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Can you call me that? We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just drown out all the haters. They just want me headed back. We supply it what they order. You got fire, we got water. Tell my P.O. when I get there. I'm pissing on the water. All my baby's lawyers, they kitties smell like water. Shorty want that Molly water. I can get a four.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
I smoke that OG by the quarter. And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water. You know I got a neck right across the border. The border. I swear he send that work over to Florida. The Florida. I get it back to Philly, I transport it. I port it. Know a nigga got that powder for them snorters. Them snorters. So if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order. Goddamn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter. I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh. But I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter. One quarter. I love fast money, fast car, bright ice, fast bra. Gilly homie got a mean team, it's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water, my chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water, my sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water, ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water, fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water,
my chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water.
All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck no fire. We
Here we got that fire. That fire. That fire. My liver don't need no more liquor. Liquor. We drinking until we fade. 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 You got it, but we got more, nigga. Nigga. Got a freak bitch to call freak with. Making movies with it, no treatment. She blitz the dick, no prevent. Then let me score, no defense. It's a team win, put the
beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pooping out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Everybody checking this out tonight. I'm doing tonight's show for the first time in a beaner. We got the my most favorite guest so far, like YD, you so chill, you so thorough, you fit right in. I can't wait to, you know, get a chance to work with you more. I want to invite you to join in on our DJ conference call, Hitmakers conference call. We do it every second Monday of each month, so that's going to be July 9th, I think, or July 8th. So what I want to ask is that track from you and Jim Jones going to be ready for me to premiere it with my DJs the second Monday in July?
I'm going to try my best because I gotta go through Vamp Life before I release that record, but I'll definitely get with Jim Jones and hopefully have that record ready for you.
Oh, all right. Oh yeah, here you go. All right, that's what's up. Well, I'll stay in touch with Q and we can see what we can get done. But
like even if I could like cheat like Aaron, I might get in trouble for you. Y'all, you trying to persuade me to go?
I don't want to get nobody in no trouble, but my DJs will go blasting it. We're going to do like blasts everywhere. If I get a cease and desist from a lawyer, I'm going to send them my lawyer and my niggas. So they don't want no problem with me. We can wait. We're here. Shout out to everybody in the X Squad DJs, you know, one of the largest DJ record pools in the country. All we do is show off and show love. We out, cuz? Oh, all right. I'm about to say. I was chilling. Tonight I had so much fun. And even leading up to getting a chance to meet you, you know, formally interview you, I've just been a fan and I've, you know, checked out some of your music. I want to know, like, how do you react when you come across and you meet one of your fans? Like, what way do you make them feel comfortable or show them love? How do you show your fans love?
I mean, like, it's basically like letting them know, like, you know, I really appreciate the support, like how they feel about my music or how they feel about me as a person, period, telling my story. So I just try to embrace them, make them feel like I'm not a celebrity. Like, you know, even though they may look at me like a role model or I may inspire them, but don't look at me like, hey, I'm just that cool cat, as you know, that's next door, that's right, that's from the same neighborhood you from. I got the same struggle you got. So I relate to them, and I try to make them feel like, you know, they're not just a fan, they're more like supporters, because without them, the artist is nothing, because they don't buy, without the fans coming to the shows and buying tickets to see us and buying albums and iTunes and buying singles, without them, it's no us. So I really appreciate their support, and I try to not make them feel like fans. I make them feel like family.
Oh, that's what's up. You are very laid back. I appreciate it. So tell me about this track, Work, featuring Rocco.
Oh, man, it's another big record. Actually, I released the song by myself, and when Rocco heard it, man, Jim Jones liked this record too as well. So I had to go through that with making sure I get the right record with Jim Jones, because I got another record with Jim Jones coming soon in the fall. So when Rocco heard it, she said, man, I gotta get on that record. Man, I brought Rocco, came to Miami, came to my studio. Like, Rocco is another brother of mine. I salute Rocco, the whole A1 Free Band family, man. I salute him. He came down, he got on that track. It was a banger. It's been crazy in Miami, and the A just kind of like caught on to it, kind of late, but they really going in on it, all that DOA and all the clubs in Atlanta. So I salute Rocco, man, for real. That's my big friend. We gonna hold it down with work. If you don't put in no work, you ain't gonna see no success. You're not gonna see no fruit in your labor. So all y'all artists out there, whatever you doing, whether you go got a 9-to-5, you're a promoter, you're a club owner, you're selling drinks, you're on the corner selling waters, whatever hustle it is, you gotta put in that work.
Put in that work. Without further ado, check it out, Felicia Radio listeners.
Hey, yo.
Fuck around and get murdered. I bang bang with that 18 like Chief Keef of the Dirt. Them checks out, my phone ring on a 15 and a first. Bitch, I'm A1, my face clean, my little niggas do the dirt they put in. Fuck around and get murdered. I bang bang with that 8K like Chief Keef of the Dirt.
Bang bang,
them checks out, my phone ring on a 15 and a first. Bitch, I'm A1, my face clean, my little niggas do the dirt they put in. What you know about work? 1,000 grams of that white girl, 448 of that purr, 112 of that Miley Cyrus, no drawers under her skirt.
Nah.
Get fed time for that Brad Pitt, Nina poking out of my shirt, I put in. What you know about
blah?
Them onion rings, them chicken wings, like Chick-fil-A, they fly. I'm short-stopping, got 3 for 10, got traffic flooding my shop.
Hey, yeah.
You messed up, know your mathematics, got 30 rounds of my Glock, I put in. VIP where I park at. Big phantom like a bulldozer. Drive a bitch with no hard hat. I'm MJ when it's clutch time. How the fuck you niggas gon' guard that? Get the suntan on South Beach. Come to Dade County where the sharks at. All I do is get it. My new bitch got a lot of ass. My AK got titties. I'm wildin' out like gunplay. I'm putting over my city. I'm the landlord of this rap game. You rap niggas my tenant.
Hey, yo.
Fuck around and get murdered. I bang bang with that 18 like Chief Keef of the Dirt. Them checks out, my phone ring on a 15 and a first. Bitch, I'm A1, my face clean, my little niggas do the dirt they put in. Fuck around and get murdered. I bang bang with that 8K like Chief Keef of the Dirt. Them checks out, my phone rang on a 15 and a first. Bitch, I'm A1, my face clean, my little niggas do the dirt they put in.
Circus hold they neck, praying that I fell. Use a L, nigga, we some G.
Yeah.
Always stack is M. You can tell,
what?
You a sick as hell.
Oh.
By the way, I smell. Smell like dope. You know where that bread.
What?
Show me, I'm on a lair.
Light
this here,
yeah.
Head it to the pier. Nigga, I'm for real.
For real.
That water, why I'm here.
Whip.
All my life, I've been a chef.
Yeah.
Nigga, yeah.
Yeah,
rip off all the good. Make sure they prepare. What the hell? Pay
yeah.
My partner bell.
What?
I was sitting in jail. I'm a gun.
Go.
I do what I want. Been like this. Since I was left, been a gunner since a kid. Put that work in like a man. Play with that stick like Gretzky do. Favorite food, them vegetables. Turn them collar, cook them yam. That drop can, we cook them yam. Give no fuck, don't give no damn. For that beef, I go ham. By all means, get that cash out.
Now what?
Now I'm a cash cow.
Look at me.
Network, your network.
Look.
I got my own work.
Work.
I always did my homework.
Fuck around and get murdered. I bang bang with that 18 like Chief Keef of the Dirt. Them checks out, my phone ring on a 15 and a first. Bitch, I'm A1, my face clean, my little niggas do the dirt they put in. Fuck around and get murdered.
Huh?
I bang bang with that 8K like Chief Keef of the Dirt.
Bang bang.
Them checks out, my phone ring on 15 and a first.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm A1, my face clean, my little niggas do the dirt they put in. What you know about
work?
I'm fresh out of that trap house. You can smell the scent on my shirt. I'm trying to whip me a Maserati. I just dropped that verse. I iced out my G-Speed. My neck look like church. I put in. All day, no sleep. All night, that's overtime. Wore the same clothes all week. Fast food in my projects. My little niggas gon' eat. Smoke that OG up the street. I know OGs in the street. They put in. Strapped up in that all black. I'm a pitcher, nigga. Max Scherzer. Duffel bag on my ball cap. What you rollin', homie? I'm a picky nigga. Loud bag, you can bog that. I'll fill you up, you need gas. I'm AAA when your car flat. Fuck around and get murdered. This Dade County is a war zone. Don't fuck around on my turf. You fuck around, then fuck around. Get laid down in that dirt. Play around with that real money. Put your ass on the shirt I put in. Fuck around and get murdered. I bang bang with that 18 like Chief Keef of the Dirt.
fuck around and get murdered. I bang bang with that AK like keep a little dirt. Them texts out, my phone rang on 15 in the first. Get some A1, my face clean, my little niggas do the dirt they put in.
Work.
YG featuring Rocco. I like the more than that beat.
I like that one.
Yo, it's enough beat at the end. I'm remixing that joint. I'm sorry. I'ma loop that little one little piece at the end, and I gotta go in on that joint. Work remix. I call it fireworks because honest fireworks, y'all already know. But I gotta say, I'm having so much fun getting to know my special guest for the night, YD. Definitely having lots of fun listening to your music. It's just, you're just so talented. It's just thorough as shit. Shout out to the CEO, XY DJs in the building, the Mel, the Millions. We're gonna set it off next Thursday with my boy, Tami. You know, you got that song Break by Break, that hot, sexy video, and he's definitely going ham on Instagram. That's my buddy, my best friend. Next Thursday, we're going to show some love. But YD, YD, where do we go with you? Like, where's the video for that track?
That's coming out later this summer, right in the next month or so. We're waiting on the last bit of footage that we got for Rocco and the A.
Oh, ho. So wait. So I'm going to just send y'all a video. I'm going to just edit myself in because I want to be in that video. I really do. We need to tell it. I just want to be in the video. I can't really dance or nothing like that. But I could just, you know, be either working or I could have like a bottle in my hand like, yeah. I just want a cameo.
Yeah, so you can go and get a preview of the trailers on YouTube right now. You can go check it out and see, get a little dose of it. And you can let me know what you want to be doing in that scene so I can set that up.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I love your accent. Like, definitely smooth. Got some more, you know, questions for you. Want to get to know you a little bit more, but I have to get in the topic question with you for tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, We all done it, whether you're in a relationship now or not. Like, has it been a time where you going fishing for something you never had before and you just like, oh, no, I don't want it. And you got to throw that shit back.
You got to put that fish back in the ocean. So that will throw right back where it came from.
That was cool.
You gotta throw the piranha back in the store.
Yo. You know what my problem is? I'm so nice. You know, I always let a person down in a nice way when they still think that I like them. And I always gotta give the person...
You're over flirtation.
Yeah, I gotta give a person like a two letdown. Like the first letdown never worked. It's always I gotta come in, no nigga, no, I'm done. Okay, chill, no thank you. It's always I always gotta do the second one because my first letdown is always just so nice. Like I even blame myself because I really don't want no drama. This is just crazy nowadays. Like.
You got to just let it flow, man. You got to just be chilling right nowadays. You got to just chill, be humble, and let the good things come to you. Because if you go looking for it, you're going to find something you really want to look for.
That was bad. I feel you.
Yes.
You know what? You don't know how much that just helped me. What you just said, like, I'm going to be humble and I'm going to wait. Because I keep throwing all these fishes back, like, you don't know what it's like being on date after bad date after bad date after bad date after bad date. It's like,
You know what? When I come to Philly, I'm going to take you out. We're going to go out. We're going to kick it. A real business professional date. And I'm going to show you how a woman supposed to be treated. And you tell the next man you meet, that's how you, man, you need to treat me like this. And I'm going to show you.
Oh, yes, yes, now. Set the standards, YJ. I like
no
that. See this guy.
Oh, let me know
so
how
cool.
that is.
Oh, I will. I'm sure me and you
oh,
will
don't
have.
Let me be jealous.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I
you can
I'm
be,
gonna
you
gonna
be jealous. You won't be jealous. You can't come. You got to stay here in the house and babysit. What you were saying, YJ?
Yo, you got to take me to a nice cheesecake spot and tell your co-host she can come too. She don't have to feel left out. We can all have fun together.
All right, thank you.
I love her too.
Yeah, drought for me continues because I don't do threesomes. So.
Oh, see, why you going too far right now?
I was just looking forward to some one-on-one time, but you know, I'm just saying. I'm joking.
She said she wants to meet herself.
You can have him to yourself.
No, I'm joking. That's it. Yes, like the one thing I love about Philly, like regardless of how people say we act when somebody pisses a Philadelphian off, you know, we real open here. You know, all we like is thorough shit. We like to chill and have fun with all, you know, everybody out here. So you will come to Philly and you will be welcome with open arms. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'll tell you where not to go. We ain't going nowhere you ain't supposed to go. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, I'm a hood nigga. So, I mean, don't take me too much places where too many people don't want to accept my dreads, my tattoos. Because I like to be me, and I don't like to be around too many bougie people. So just have me around good.
What?
You know?
Listen, let me tell you this. For real, you will not have any problem anywhere. We don't have any bougie areas. Just there's certain areas where the suckers at, and I want to keep you away from there. And it's just only small areas. Everywhere else, you will be welcome with open arms, whether if you... seeing someone of any race from our city. We all thorough. Real shit. We all thorough. But it's just certain places I keep you away. Just, you know, for street credibility type of.
I really
wasn't with them niggas.
Keep me away from the bubblegum rappers and the cupcake street dudes.
Right.
I want to be around the real Philly.
Exactly. And I would love to come check out your city. My people's Mike Bell, he actually has this song with Yo Gotti called Bitch I'm Ballin'. He's from your area. I definitely got a chance to get to know him earlier this month. I would like to probably even connect you guys.
Okay, but I'll be coming to Philly this summer, so I definitely be looking forward to seeing you soon. And
we're not done with the music from YD either. You know what I'm saying? He has another track that's crazy. What were you saying?
I got a lot more big records. Those are just the big features. I mean, I hope people don't think that's it because we got a lot more coming from Miami and YD, the whole Dade County. Y'all really stay tuned. It's going to be a crazy summer and a long, long, long infinity.
Yes, a long, productive and prosperous career, too. I got to say, this is only part one interview on Philly Shot Radio because I didn't even get a chance to get into how talented he is. And even at the end of the day, I look forward to working with you on different things. So we're going to definitely talk. But I want to get into this track. They ain't on it. Like, I like this shit.
A lot of dudes out there. Giving these kids bad examples on how to be gangsters, and they really ain't living that lifestyle, getting these kids hundreds of years in jail. They don't know the consequences to and slinging drugs and selling this and selling that. It's a lot of false advertisement from these artists out there, man. They ain't really on that lifestyle. If you listening, don't listen to all these rappers that y'all listening to, man. They take it serious, man. It's just music. It's just music, man. Believe that. They ain't on that.
They ain't on it. Watch it. If anybody wants to get features, you know, I'm already connected. So our features going to be like, bing, bing, email, bling, bing. But please let everybody know how to get in contact with you, how to book you for shows, how to get features from you, because I'm sure you're open to networking and working, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're trying to do any features, you got a direct, booking number to my man, 786-942-7904. I repeat one more time, 786-942-7904. And also my assistant, my secretary, number 786-515-3021. Any one of those numbers you can get in contact with YD for any business inquiries.
All right. Now, do you have anything online that you want us to check out? Any other interviews, magazine articles? Because you got to put us on, like, because I know I want to know more, and I want to get ready for part two interview.
I mean, like, on the internet, you could go on datpiff.com. You got Who Is YD Volumes 1 through 7. Also, you can go to my mixtapes.com, get 80s Baby. Also, the real YD, the most underrated DC Assassin mixtape. I also have 5 mixtapes coming out this summer called Schizophrenic Volume 1 through 3, 1900 Degrees, Dead End Bottom. We got a lot of crazy music coming to the streets. Y'all stay tuned for my next album later on in the fall, Mind Over Matter. Like, I got a lot of problems. I've been working, man. I got a lot of problems. I don't know if all these artists out here rapping, I don't think they're ready for what's about to happen to them in the game right now.
I think they ready. People love a good time, and even like how they put up the post earlier talking about how much money off of music even Michael Jackson has made since he died. You know, people want to buy music. People want to, you know, be inspired. People want to be fans. But if you're not having your music readily available, if you're not consumer-friendly, if your brand isn't easily recognizable, there's no way that you can connect with them. Like, you can be as hot as you want. Your outfit could cost $1 million. But if, you know, the fan down the street, like, take these houses. I'm looking at a block right now, probably like 50 houses full of people that don't even know who I am or what's going on. But you have to extend yourself. You have to promote yourself so that they can know about it. And YD, we going to get some money. Like, I've already loved your music from, you know, what you send me, but your personality is just amazing and thorough. So I got to say salute to you, and it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight.
It's a pleasure for me as well, man, because I came from a place over to a lot of people. A lot of my homies, they make it past 14, 15. So for me to be all the way in Philly on a radio interview, I got homies locked up doing life sentences. So it's a blessing for me to, like, just know how far I came. Like, I'm all the way in Philly right now, man. Shout out to Southside, Eastside, man. I really fuss with y'all, man. I appreciate the love.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. I'm just a little emotional because everybody dropping like flies up here. Like, I just really need the revolution to start now. Like,
stop.
I
miss when we used to fight and get it over with, and you know what I'm saying? And we just, what we call it, the day after the fight. Now everybody picking up guns, man. I wish they could just get rid of all the guns, and I want to see who's tough right now. I want to see who's really tough now. They get rid of all the guns. I want to see who's really tough now.
No guns, yeah, like, come the fuck on. Like, you really got to take a person's life and fuck your life up. I can't even do anything. Like, it's so frustrating. All I can do is just want better and, you know, be an example. So, you know, y'all ain't all that hustling shit. Stop acting like it, motherfuckers. Listen to the song. But one of the oldest professions is music. You know what I mean? Like, motherfucking music came before twerking, all that shit. So turn on some music, vent out. That's what I do. I'll write a song about how I want to fuck a bitch up. Bitches ain't worth the liability. For real. You don't want to lose your freedom just because you want to fuck somebody up. Come on.
I can't believe this shit. The way they shooting people and killing people. I come from that. So, I mean, I think music, it gives me a lot of opportunities to release negative energy and a lot of negativity. So, I thank the music for that.
Definitely, definitely. I think it as well. I definitely think it as well. You know, you got to take a chance to express yourself. And sometimes that's what it's all about, expressing yourself. Now, even just to kind of close out the interview and give you a little goodbye, besides all the mixtapes that you're putting out, do you have any like beats that you want to do? Like, I know you're doing a lot of original beats and stuff like that, but or anything that's out right now, is it a beat that you just want to go in and kill right now? Like,
actually, I've been doing it. Like, I've been slaughtering every industry beat that's popping on the top 100. So every beat that's been popping up on the top 20, top 100, that's on the Billboard from Pharrell, I'm happy. It's slaughtered. You hear me? Like, no beat is safe no more. Like, on top of the industry beat. So no longer I'm letting no industry beat pass me. Like, I'm gonna say something on it, I'm gonna breathe on it, and I'm gonna let the game know I'm still here. And Miami music ain't going nowhere, and we're taking it around the world, man, city to city, man, because it's all about getting that green paper, man. If you can get money together, man, we can conquer a lot. So that would do me to start doing is looking at the bigger picture. Let's network, let's get this money.
I know that's right, and I definitely appreciate that. You have the right mentality. Q, you got one right there, bro. So shout out to everybody that's listening, everybody that took a chance tonight to get to know YD with me on this part one interview on Philly Shine Radio. Part two coming soon. We're going to the Hitmakers Conference call because I know everybody in the X Squad is going to love them. Shout out to my boy, CEO DeMillion. Shout out to you again. Back on the line with us. We lost you earlier. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
What's happening?
I'm chilling. I would love to introduce you to YD. This is CEO X Squad DJ DeMillion out of Atlanta. Y'all hear each other? Hi. Hello?
We lost somebody.
Everybody seem like they still there. Can y'all hear me?